that one, I wanted to write, it's two parts, basically like a New Orleans street beat inspired, and then it goes into a more swinging post-bop melody. And then I put my spin on it, and all the guys did some killer solos, and there you go.
What do you mean, your spin? What's your spin?
I guess whatever melodic and harmonic motifs and ideas happened to come out that day or whenever I was writing it.
In general, are you looking outside the box for your compositions?
No, not really. I like to stay, well, this record especially, you know, is using pretty standard forms as guideposts and kind of trying to be creative within the framework of straight ahead mainstream jazz styles.
Ted, in your quartet, you're the bass player and you have a backing role, but that doesn't really bother you.
Yeah, I like to think of what Mingus said, where people would be like, oh man, you didn't take a bass solo. He's like, man, I wrote the song, like the orchestra is my instrument.
When your band plays, Ted, everything's original, or almost everything is original. Why have you gone that way?
Well, when I moved back here in 2015, I was doing mostly work as a sideman, backing other people up, and I had this, I developed a repertoire, you know, in fits and starts when I was in school, and then, in my spare time, and just decided to put them all together once I'd reached critical mass and couldn't hold it all in anymore.
Ted, you have one called October Hues. Now, how did this one come into existence?
Just wanted to write ABAC song, standard, super standard jazz form, trying to use a broader harmonic palette than I maybe had been doing up until that point.
It almost seems in a band such as yours that the composing, you know, the tune is important, but everybody gets to be sort of a composer in the solo sections.
Yeah, and everybody has a lot of latitude and leeway to bring their own sound to it. And I picked these guys specifically because I already heard their sound, like Javier Santiago. I would just bring in a chart and he already would play the voicing that I had heard in my head or played at home. It's like, oh yeah, you got the gig, man.
Ted Olson. And Ted, you're a composer, and I know you must know composers who you wonder, well, it just seems like it's the same tune with a different heading, or they're all really related, but you try to write in different jazz styles every time. How do you pull that off?
I think you have to be intentional. Yeah, just come in with a different game plan, and but also not be too rigid that you can't sort of follow where the music wants to lead and its, you know, genesis state.
There's a lot of people who, you know, might go to a jazz club, and if they don't hear How High the Moon, they feel like they haven't had the jazz experience. But you don't do that.
I think people are really, really into hearing something fresh. I've gotten, you know, a lot of good feedback. Yeah, the record seems to live in its kind of own sort of a discrete sonic world, which is fun to invite people into. And also the mastery of the players, Aaron Hinstrom on sax, Javier Santiago piano, Miguel Hurtado on the drums. Also in our scene, so audiences have gotten used to listening to some of the great masters who live here, and then, you know, I come in with different influences, and yeah, people are excited because it's coming from a different oral landscape.
Ted Olson's bass solo on Open Sky, folding into the quartet's ensemble work. The Ted Olson Quartet plays at Vukare in St. Paul, Tuesday night, July 31st from 8 till 11. For information, Ted Olson, O-L-S-E-N, is available on Facebook. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.